We'll pray. Lord God, hear our prayers, accept our praises, and cause your word to move our hearts. For Jesus' sake, amen. What is the purpose of ILC Arbor Day? Well, I suppose the most obvious purpose is to clean up the campus. After a winter of death and debris, there needs to be a cleansing as new life begins to spring forth from the earth. And without the aid of the student body, this would probably not be done. We simply do not have the manpower to rake the whole campus. Maybe not so obvious, the purpose is the bonding that takes place between the students and their school. William Christopher Handy, who is known as the father of the blues, is quoted as saying, "Life is like a trumpet. If you don't put anything into it, you don't get anything out of it." At the very least, one might say regarding ILC, the less you put into it, the less you get out of it. If you do not make this school your school, it will never be yours. You may possess it as a member of the CLC, but it won't be yours in your heart. What you're doing today by way of Arbor Day is part of the process of making the school your own. You're putting something into it, and something of the school comes into you also, something of this campus. I'm sure that Jake Gamble will not soon forget his school. However, let's move beyond the physical place called ILC. The day may well come when you have to break your ties to ILC and the CLC. The real bonding, the bonding that lasts, penetrates more deeply than that which the eyes can see or the fingers can touch. It penetrates into the very heart and soul of us. Moreover, it remains with us and in us forever. It is that bond which is of greater concern to us here on this campus. Greater concern than any bond to a physical location. Students, faculty, and staff labor day and night to preserve this bond, to keep it real and alive. By bringing the voice of God into classrooms, chapels, dormitories, and all over the campus, we are putting God into this fellowship called ILC. Now here, we need to modify W.C. Handy's quote and say, if God does not put something into your life, you will get nothing out of it. If God does not put something into your school, if God does not put something into your church, your home, what God has put into your life and into your home and into your church and this school, what he has put into it is his own Son. Jesus Christ is the bond that we all have. It's the tie that binds us together. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The word arbor means tree. It's a Latin word. Jesus performed the perfect Arbor Day. There was no tree like the tree on which Jesus performed that perfect cleansing, that washing away of all of our sins. And when the message of this cleansing rakes away all the death and debris left behind by the winter of our sins, we become bound in faith to Jesus Christ and thus to the Father, and thus to one another. Here is that eternal bond. Not even death can break that bond. And that's the bond that we continue to nurture by letting the voice of Jesus continue to be heard among us. The cleansing continues. Day after day, we assure one another, your sins are forgiven. So the sins are pruned away, just as Raju spoke of yesterday. Cleaned and refreshed, we can continue on with our lives. We're beautified in the sight of God, just as you're going to beautify this campus. Day to day, we are eager to maintain that unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And the bonding is not simply something that's coming down to us, but having come to us, we then exercise it among one another. So I want you to think about your fellow students here, people sitting around you, as I read what God says. Therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you are indeed called into one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Thus we take the tree of the cross and plant it on this campus, and it becomes a flowering tree that bears fruit, a tree more glorious than any other tree out there, and it produces such fruit that the sweetness thereof can compare to nothing else. Therefore, while you labor on this Arbor Day, raking and trimming, sweeping and washing, hauling away and casting aside, try to think of the Arbor Day of the Lord Jesus when He poured out His lifeblood to cleanse and purify you, to present you before the Father with none of sin's dirt and debris. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, grant unto all here present the joy of knowing the bond which we have with one another through you, and that that bond will remain into eternity. Amen. Hymn 481, verse 1 and 3.